Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive four Ps. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering hedonic adaptation and product satisfaction, sustaining consumer joy beyond the purchase. In the ever-evolving landscape of consumerism, the phenomenon of hedonic adaptation plays a pivotal role in shaping individual satisfaction with their purchases. Hedonic adaptation refers to the human tendency to return to a baseline level of happiness or satisfaction despite experiencing positive or negative changes. As consumers, we often find ourselves caught in the pursuit of joy through acquisitions, yet the sustainability of that joy remains a challenge. Gerald C. Myers succinctly captures this essence with his insightful words, "Satisfied customers are the best advertising." This quote serves as a poignant reminder that true product satisfaction extends beyond the initial purchase, highlighting the importance of sustaining consumer joy throughout the entire product lifecycle. In this exploration, we delve into the intricacies of hedonic adaptation and its profound implications for maintaining and enhancing consumer satisfaction beyond the point of sale. So let's jump in with the definition of hedonic adaptation. Hedonic adaptation within the realm of psychology and consumer behavior is a psychological phenomenon characterized by the tendency of individuals to return to their baseline level of happiness or satisfaction following a positive or negative life event. In the context of consumer behavior, hedonic adaptation specifically refers to the process by which the initial pleasure or satisfaction derived from a new purchase or positive experience diminishes over time as individuals become accustomed to the product or situation. This phenomenon highlights the human capacity to adjust to changes in circumstances, leading to a reduction in the perceived novelty or pleasure associated with a particular stimulus. Understanding hedonic adaptation is crucial for marketers and researchers aiming to comprehend how customer satisfaction evolves over time and how to sustain long-term positive experiences. In other words, hedonic adaptation is the tendency for people to get used to changes in their lives, especially when it comes to their happiness or satisfaction. It means that over time, even if something positive or negative happens, individuals tend to return to their usual level of happiness. So if you buy something new or experience something exciting, the initial joy might fade as you get used to it. Similarly, if something negative occurs, the initial impact on your happiness tends to lessen over time. Hedonic adaptation is like a psychological reset that brings people back to their typical emotional state, regardless of the changes that they go through. So let's give an example. A relatable example of hedonic adaptation can be observed in the context of acquiring a new smartphone. Initially, the excitement and joy derived from owning the latest and most advanced device are palpable. The sleek design, advanced features, and enhanced capabilities contribute to a heightened sense of satisfaction. However, as time passes, the novelty of the smartphone tends to diminish. The once thrilling features become familiar, and individuals adapt to the improved functionalities. What was initially a source of excitement transforms into a standard part of daily life, and the initial joy experienced with the new smartphone gradually fades. This scenario exemplifies hedonic adaptation, where the pleasure derived from a positive experience, in this case owning a new smartphone, diminishes over time as individuals become accustomed to the once novel aspects of the product. Understanding this phenomenon is essential for marketers seeking to enhance long-term customer satisfaction and continually engage consumers beyond the initial purchase. Okay, so let's jump in with a marketing application, hedonic adaptation and product satisfaction, sustaining consumer joy beyond the purchase. Marketers can employ various strategies to counter the effects of hedonic adaptation and sustain consumer joy beyond the initial purchase. Here are several approaches to enhance long-term product satisfaction. 1. Continuous innovation. Regularly introduce updates, new features, or improvements to the product to maintain a sense of novelty and prevent stagnation. 2. Personalization. Offer personalized experiences or customization options, allowing consumers to tailor the product to their evolving preferences and needs. 3. Exclusive access and rewards. Implement loyalty programs, exclusive events, or rewards for long-term customers to provide ongoing incentives and reinforce the value of the product. 4. Anticipation marketing. Create anticipation and excitement for upcoming product releases or updates through teasers, sneak peeks, and engaging pre-launch campaigns. 5. Post-purchase engagement. Establish post-purchase engagement strategies such as newsletters, tutorials, or user communities to keep customers connected and informed about the product. 6. Surprise and delight. Occasionally surprise customers with unexpected bonuses, discounts, or exclusive content to evoke positive emotions and break the monotony. 7. Storytelling and brand narratives. Develop compelling brand narratives that evolve over time, allowing consumers to connect with the brand's story and values on a deeper level. 8. Upgradable components. Design products with upgradable components or modular features, enabling consumers to enhance their product gradually without the need for a complete replacement. 9. Feedback integration. Actively seek and incorporate customer feedback into product updates, demonstrating a commitment to continuous improvement based on customer preferences. 10. Emphasize experiences over possessions. Shift the focus from product ownership to experiences facilitated by the product. Highlight how the product enhances various aspects of the user's life. 11. Educational content. Provide ongoing educational content, tutorials, or resources that help users discover new ways to utilize and derive value from the product. 12. Community building. Foster a sense of community among product users through forums, social media groups, or events, creating a space for shared experiences and tips. 13. Time-limited enhancements. Introduce time-limited enhancements or exclusive features periodically to reignite interest and engagement among existing customers. By incorporating these strategies, marketers can proactively address hedonic adaptation, maintaining and even elevating consumer satisfaction over time. This not only fosters brand loyalty, but also positions the product as an enduring source of joy and value in the consumer's life. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode, we delve into the intricate dynamics that shape how individuals perceive and derive pleasure from products over time. Hedonic adaptation, a process where the initial delight of a purchase diminishes with familiarity, poses a unique challenge for marketers seeking to sustain consumer joy beyond the point of sale. In this episode, we unraveled the strategies and insights that empower marketers to navigate the psychological landscape, ensuring that the post-purchase experience remains a source of sustained delight for consumers long after the excitement of the initial acquisition fades. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.